From Silence by Julian Strykovsky. Meeting Jakub wiped away all my resentments, those that had festered for a long time and those I had more recently imagined. Now the void was instead filled with compassion, but a compassion that was contaminated, like all emotions. I was seeing the wrong Jakub, whose image I had cherished in hatred. The old man who had decayed prematurely got up from his chair and started shuffling his soft slippers over the carpet. He moved step by step towards me. I ran up to him. We fell into each other's arms. A suppressed sob bubbled in my chest. I led him back to the armchair. Why did you stay silent? You made a suit of armor for yourself, and you've stayed so clean, unassailable. And now you demand that I not be silent, that I reveal myself? What's your point? What do you need that for? You want to cure me? Nonsense. You're no doctor. I've been to a psychiatrist. I didn't even reveal myself to him. I realized there was nothing in his power to do. Doctors lied, but he told the truth. So leave me alone. The God you so fervently believe in knows what he's doing. You're wiser than I thought, and you certainly know people like to dress up their vanity and idle curiosity in dignified robes. Our ideals are just parodies, and at the bottom of nobility there hides a worm. I will say nothing. An object does not exist until we name it. I walked down to the ground floor on unsteady legs. I had never in my life been so dizzy. And the times it seemed like I was pretending more than anything. Under the protection of drunkenness, I expressed forbidden political views. I never betrayed myself. I stood at the gate. I felt nauseous. I took a few deep breaths. I felt so much relief. If the air of the promised land makes a man wiser, then Jerusalem makes a man breathe freer. I was rid of the fear. I had freed myself from the 100-pound burden.